Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. It's now 9:16 and Audrey Goh joins us now. She's the Director of Asset Allocation and Portfolio Solutions at Standard Chartered Wealth Management. Julian, over to you.
Audrey, good morning. The Asian markets have rallied sharply, large part, of course, driven by the rebound of Asian currencies as well as a dovish Fed. Do you see this trend sustaining?
Well, actually, you're right. In fact, a more dovish Fed certainly contributed to the overall more stable currencies in the Asian markets. And certainly in the near term, we feel that the weakness that we have seen in the US dollar has been a little bit excessive. So in the short term, we may see some of the gains in Asian currency crawling back. I think overall the sense is Asian currencies are starting to stabilize against the US dollar broadly, and that should help to alleviate concerns over capital outflows and the ability of, say, corporates to fund their foreign liabilities, and that's generally helping to reduce the perception of risk, at least among investors here.
Now, we see that some of the strongest currencies in ASEAN, for example, the Malaysian ringgit as well as the Indonesian rupiah, these currencies have benefited from what's happening with the US dollar. Do you think this is representative, the kind of factors that influence this strength is representative of other ASEAN currencies as well? How long do you think this will go on for?
Well, in all my... We do not see U.S. strength broadly. Obviously, there will be some selective currencies in Asia that will perform better than the rest. For example, you've mentioned Malaysia ringgit, which we have been positive on, as well as Indonesia rupiah. And I think a key driver of that has been sentiment on these two currencies, namely the ringgit and rupiah, has been excessively pessimistic. But the key thing here is that capital accounts deficit situations have improved. The political climate in Malaysia as well have improved. And that is expected to, say, continue to support the ringgit strength for that matter. And we do see room for the ringgit to continue to strengthen against the dollar, but the pace of which is probably going to be a bit more modest than what we have seen in the past couple of months.
I think a lot of the analysts are converging around the 380, 390 area. Is that where you are as well for the ringgit?
We're seeing the key support for ringgit at around 3.859, and the key resistance being around 4 to about 4.02 thereabouts.
Now, in connection to this, Singapore's central bank, the MAS, would meet today. Any views on this as to what they will do on policy?
Well, the MAS have just released a policy statement. They have actually eased policy, which was a surprise to analysts, actually. But in fact, if we look at domestic data point, whether it's GDP, whether it's manufacturing PMI, which is still in contractionary mode, this stance is, it's not at all that surprising. And we do see the potential for further weakness in the Sing dollar for that matter, given the MAS shifted their policy band to a zero rate of appreciation.
On China, we saw some pretty strong trade data coming out for March. Audrey, is this going to change things for us around here in ASEAN?
We've seen a surge in China trade activity, namely if you look at exports, it was up around 19% year-on-year. And certainly imports as well was better than expected at a negative, 2% versus the 8% decline that we've seen in February. And certainly that's important in for the ASEAN partners because China is increasingly a key source of demand or rather an export destination for ASEAN products. But obviously it's only 1 month's data. And this is also in part driven by a normalization in activity in China because workers are only starting to return to work in March. We'll certainly need to continue if trade data and some of the other high-frequency activity continues to pick up in China. And this will be key for the rally in the Asian markets to sustain, in our view.
Thank you so much. That was Audrey Goh, Director of Asset Allocation and Portfolio Solutions at Standard Chartered Wealth Management.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!